Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachos of Dosh, and specifically the halachos of Shechita. In the Gemara, it's mevuyer that not only is it aser to squeeze out fruit and vegetables for the juice, it's also aser to squeeze a beged, a garment, on Shabbos. But the Rishonim argue, what exactly is the iser of squeezing garments on Shabbos? There's around a four-way machlekes. We're going to try to go with the ikar shitas. The two options are, is it an Isser Melabain or Isser Mefarik, which is Isser Adash? Option number one is that it's an Isser Melabain. When someone does laundry, what he does, he puts it into water, puts it in detergent, and then rinses it, then he squeezes out the liquid. By squeezing out the liquid, that is finishing the laundering of the garment. And therefore, when someone squeezes a beged that's full of liquid, he is laundering the beged. And as one of the Lamentes Melachas is, the Issa of Melabain, the Issa of laundering garments. The other option would be, it's Issa Mefarik, just like it's an Issa to squeeze out a grape or an olive for the juice. Here also, it's also to squeeze out the beged to get out the juice. And therefore, it's also to squeeze out a beged. Now, the Rishonim also show you Neman that both are true. There sometimes is Issa Melabain, and sometimes there is Issa Mefarik, and both apply, both the Surim apply. And therefore, Lacha Lamaisa, if someone has a garment or a shmata that's soaked with water, it's also to squeeze it out because of Issa Libun, of Issa cleaning it. And if you need the liquid, then it'll be Issa Mefarik because using that liquid that it's squeezing out. And even if the beged is clean, even if the beged is 100% clean, it's still also to squeeze out the liquid, presumably because making it cleaner. Because like the Shulchan Aruch says, that someone should not go through the water on Shabbos, because he might come to inadvertently squeeze out after he goes through, like goes to walks through a lake, he'll squeeze out his begadim. So you see, even though the begadim are clean, there's still an iser of schita, even if the begadim are clean. And also, the Paiskim say that even if the beged is made out, the garment is made out of synthetic material, still the halacha is an iser of schita because of melabin. Now, if someone wants to clean a spill on a table, so you should not make a shmata wet in order to clean, because there it's a problem of schita, because when you start using that shmata to clean the table, you're squeezing out water to clean the table or clean the counter, and therefore be also to use a wet shmata in order to clean the surface, the counter, or the table. But it is mutter, if there's a spill, already existing spill, you want to take a dry shmata to wipe it up, it's not a problem because it won't get wet enough to be over schita. If it's a lot of liquid, then it might be a problem. So if it's a lot of liquid, then make sure to use a few towels. But if it's a small little spill and using the towel to clean it up, it's not a problem of schita. And the same thing goes for drying the dishes. If you want to dry dishes, also there usually it's not so wet. So as long as the towel is not soaking wet, there's no chashchita and you're allowed to dry dishes on Shabbos.